Well, today, the Labor Department reported nearly 1.5 million more people filed for unemployment benefits last week, bringing the total to 47 million since the coronavirus pandemic began battering the American economy in mid-March. NPR's chief economics correspondent Scott Horsley is here for a brief reminder of where we are. And Scott, 1.5, very high by historical standards, much less, though, than some of these other weekly numbers we've seen. So give us the context here.
Well, you're right, Robin. We're seeing fewer weekly claims now than we were in late March and April, but it's not declining very much. The claims have been sort of holding steady in that 1.5 million for the last 3 weeks or so, and that's sort of worrisome. And then on top of that, you have another 700,000 people who applied last week for the special federal unemployment insurance for folks who are self-employed or gig workers and aren't eligible under the usual state program. So there's still very, very high unemployment. We know that as of June 6th, there were north of 30 million people receiving unemployment. Some 4.5 million more people have applied since then. So it's still a really weak job market right now.
And which sectors are being hit the hardest?
Well, the weekly claims don't give you a whole lot of information about where these jobs are being lost, but we're still seeing job losses in food service, for example. And, you know, Senator Jones was just talking about the hot spots in Alabama. It's possible that some of the restaurants that tried reopening are now closing their doors again and sending workers away because they're just not getting a lot of traffic with the flare-ups in new infections. We know from reservation sites and so forth that there are places that have seen an uptick in infections and hospitalizations are seeing a downturn in restaurant reservations and traffic at stores and that sort of thing. So we could be looking at, if not a second wave of infections, at least a second wave in economic slowdown.
Yeah, and we just heard Jeremy ask Senator Jones about the possibility of more relief coming from Congress. Lawmakers, we know, boosted the unemployment benefits during the pandemic, that extra 600 or whatever a week. But that money is slated to run out soon. So what's your sense there?
Yeah, that extra $600 a week in unemployment insurance is due to expire at the end of July, and it certainly seems as if Congress is taking their time in deciding whether or not to extend that. So people who are receiving that extra $600 a week are probably going to be in limbo at least until late July to know whether that's going to continue. And that has been really important in propping up consumer spending. We've seen in the spending data that spending has actually held up better than it otherwise might by virtue of those government benefits. Government benefits have really put a floor under consumer spending that otherwise would have cratered even more than it did. And if those extra $600 a week in uninsurance benefits go away, that's going to be a real hardship. I mean, if we're talking about 35 million people who are unemployed, even as businesses are reopening and people are getting their jobs back, you know, at the pace we saw last month, we're looking at elevated unemployment for 10 months or more.
Oh, that's tough. NPR's chief economics correspondent, Scott Horsley. Scott, as always, thank you.
Glad to do it, Robin.